No, and then this one guy goes, "I like to thank the Black Power Ranger for teaching me that no matter what, there's always a way." And then I'm like, it's just like, and this one guy like literally straight up went, "I like to thank Tommy Oliver." And I was like,
hello guys, welcome back to the Two Latin Brothers Podcast, the podcast where we talk about entertainment and our daily lives, brought to you as a day-by-day comedy. I'm Victor.
And I'm Adrian.
We're back at it again with another podcast. We know the vlogs have been suffering, but don't worry.
We know the vlogs have been suffering. I'm sorry, I was just signing signs for a second, I gotta adjust this.
But don't worry, you know, we... In July,
even the podcast has been suffering. Last week's episode went up on Sunday night. It was basically Monday, if I'm being 100% honest with you guys.
Yep.
So you got like two episodes this week, but like not really. We've just been, he's been so busy.
Yeah.
And I'm just, you know, I'm doing my thing.
Woohoo! Anyways,
yeah. No, it's been a busy minute. And if July, if this has been the forefront for this summer, July is going to be even more crazy because there's a lot more logistical things we have to sort out.
Yeah.
And
we should actually sit down and talk about that.
Yeah, we definitely need to sit down and talk about that.
Yeah.
Because we plan to go starting next week, actually. Starting on the 3rd of this, of July,
yeah,
we will have content. And a lot of content. It's not like we have stuff that we've been saving since May for the vlog. So
yeah,
the vlog.
But yeah, don't make it sound like it's too much because we don't actually have that much.
It's actually not a lot. We may actually. I think we may not even use half of that.
Maybe we will. We'll see.
Depending on how tomorrow goes, because for those who don't know, tomorrow is Canada Day.
Yeah.
We're hoping the weather is nice. If the weather isn't nice,
I mean, there's also smoke, so we might not go out at all. Yeah,
so it's kind of hit or miss. Maybe we'll get footage, and maybe we won't get footage. It's kind of up in the air right now as to what's going on. We'll see. And yeah, I can't post. I can post the crowds and stuff, but I can't post any of the music because...
Well, yeah.
That's copyright. And then I don't want to get in trouble. Like, that's really what it is.
You do what you can.
I
you do what you can where you can.
Yeah, I know. I mean, like, we've talked about it before, how we've... The vlog would be crazy on Canada Day, especially at night.
Yeah.
Because, like, people would, you know, people are more crazy by the nighttime, and everyone would just want to be in the vlog at this point. Especially because they're, like, running around with, like, a camera. Like, this, like, whole, like, gimbal set of thing. Everybody go, like, oh, he's got YouTube. You know? So, it's, like, it's kind of fun. Even, like, sometimes they'll just be, like, walking around. And people will, like, hype up their, like, they're in their car. And we're, like, on the sidewalk holding the camera.
Yeah.
And they, like, pump up the volume and start dancing in the car. And we're, like, okay, film this. Yeah. roll the camera. It's, I think there's a clip of one of those. Mm. We were, like, at a mall or something. I can't remember. Where were we?
Yeah, we were at a mall.
We were at a mall. And these guys, like, blasted their music. And they're just, like... So it's like, okay, sure, whatever, right? And it's like, it's an odd thing to do, mainly because of the environment you're in and the fact that the willingness that people have to just,
yeah,
like, I'm gonna go viral because that, you know?
Yeah, that's just literally the vibe.
It's crazy, like, just some of the things. How you been, bro?
Working.
Apart from that, I feel like my microphone is slowly working, moving more
I've been
and more.
Good, than you know, I've been. Figuring things out gaming wise,
right? Yeah, you've been doing. We haven't been gaming together.
Yes, we haven't been gaming.
You know what's crazy? We've been doing a lot of gaming.
Yeah,
but separately.
Yeah, I know.
Which is
you recently?
Yeah.
You've had the game for a while now.
Yeah.
But you just got through Spider-Man Miles Morales.
Right. Yeah.
How was that?
It was okay. I mean, I felt like the main story's a little short.
Sure. Okay.
Because yeah, I mean, I sat down. I mean, no. Okay. Let's be real here. Okay. So I played. I started on Monday.
Yeah.
Playing, and I had already when I first got it, I played like maybe the first 5%.
Okay.
And I played for like an hour.
Yeah.
And I got to like 15.
Okay.
And then all week I've been playing like an hour intermittently.
Yeah.
Like throughout the week, and last night at like. No, last night I played, like, I think, like, a solid, almost 2 hours.
Yeah.
And I finished the story off. It was pretty good. I kind of liked it. But, bro, so after I finished, I have to say, I'm like, I wonder what the, because there's the main menu music is so hype. I'm like, what is, like, I need this. Yeah. I want this song. Like, this is a workout song I can use.
Yeah.
And then I looked for it, and in the comments on YouTube, people were like, this song can inspire me. And then this one guy put, like, this is the hardest part in the game, getting past this song.
Because like, it's just, honestly, it's, if it's a vibe.
It's such a vibe. Like, honestly, I was telling my brother how there'd be times where I literally open the game and just sit there listening to the song for like a good minute and a half. Like, I just sitting there vibing.
I mean, that's fair enough. When a game has a good soundtrack.
Yeah, I mean, the soundtrack is really good for this game. Like, it is. It's really, really good. What is it? Jaden Smith has the end credit song.
Really?
Yeah, like all of a sudden I'm like, yo, that's Jaden Smith, ain't it? And then I'm like, I looked it up and it was.
That's cool.
There's a few other people who have songs on it, because like there's moments where like songs will pop off in the game. Mm. But it's pretty good. I mean, it's kind of fun. There was a moment where my laptop couldn't handle the game.
Mm.
And it was kind of funny because like there's like a blizzard in the game. There's like a blizzard coming into the city. And so you're swinging around. But because my laptop, for some reason, just couldn't handle all the snow particles, it's just like I'm swinging and it's just like a blur. Like all I see is a blur. And then I'm like, oh, I'm like, it's getting too old. But other than that, like it looked peak quality. That was the only thing I'd say where my laptop kind of like, kind of was like, I don't know how to do this. But other than that, like it was a great experience, actually. I was rather surprised. I tried to play on keyboard and mouse.
Mm-hmm.
But after playing Spider-Man 4 on a controller, I just couldn't, like, this the first Spider-Man game.
Yeah, I know, because it sounded like you said a 4.
Yeah, Spider-Man before on.
Yeah.
Spider-Man before on a controller on the PS4.
Yeah.
It felt kind of odd doing it. Like, it's cool to do it on a keyboard.
Yeah.
But it just feels odd.
Yeah.
Like, swinging.
Well, I mean, the intention was.
For a controller, yeah.
For a controller.
And the thing is, so I plugged in a PS4 controller.
Yeah.
And you know what it is?
What?
It's not even the controls.
It's the
vibration when you're swinging.
Yeah.
That feedback is just, oh, so good. It's so, so good.
Yeah.
I don't know who figured that out, but man, to this day, like sometimes I'll load it up, swing in,
put
some like lo-fi in my head, in my ears, and just swing around New York.
Because why not?
because it's just like, It's just so good. Yep. It's just so, so good. Like I can't explain it. It's the greatest feeling ever.
I mean, comparing it to other games where they're swinging, leaps and bounds.
Oh yeah, like they went all out on this.
Yeah, on the swinging. That whole engine.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I mean,
magnificent work.
I mean, it's great. It's really good. But you've been doing a lot of stuff with just like with the cloud gaming stuff.
Yeah, so I'm not gonna give you guys the secrets, but I've been trying to figure out how to do cloud gaming on my own.
Yeah,
without having to use a service.
Right.
So that's I've done it.
Yeah.
I can do it.
Yeah.
Now it's just a matter of what to play.
Yeah.
And how do I make my mobile experience
better? Right. So we. but here's the thing. Okay. So this is kind of funny. I want to talk about this already.
Yeah.
Because this was kind of a funny moment.
Yeah.
So we're like, he's like, okay, so we got it all set up and everything.
Yeah.
And you're like, let's go to McDonald's. I want to see if this works on the McDonald's Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Because you're like, if this can run on McDonald's Wi-Fi, like I'm golden. And so I was like, all right, let's go to McDonald's. So we're sitting at McDonald's, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, do you want to get some food? Yeah. Because we're just sitting at McDonald's, right?
Yeah.
And it looks kind of odd, too, that we're just sitting there on our phones. So I was like, yeah, sure. So we go get something, and we come back, and we sit down. And so you're trying to test this, and it's not working.
Yeah.
At which point I'm like, maybe the Wi-Fi, you know, maybe it's that. And we had also just upgraded our Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
In the house, and like maybe like the port forward or whatever it is. And for those who don't know internet lingo, it just means like opening up our network to ourselves.
Yeah.
If you don't, whatever, that's cool. You don't need to know. Anyway, moving on. So I'm like, oh, I'll just access my computer from the house.
Yeah.
And, like, I'll check it. So I do that, and I check. And everything's fine.
Yep.
And then you go, maybe it's the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So then you shut off the Wi-Fi, and you do it over your data.
Yeah.
And it works perfectly fine
on your data. Yeah, it works smoothly. I'm like, wow, yeah. My data can handle this.
Right. No, okay. So then I'm like, I'm looking into it.
Yeah.
And you can't remote connect to certain things on the McDonald's Wi-Fi
due to their firewall.
Yeah. And I was like, yo, who hacked? I'm like, I bet you some guy in like America tried to hack into the Pentagon
from a McDonald's
Wi-Fi. And after that, McDonald's like, no more.
Yeah, see, like, the good thing is I have unlimited data.
Yeah,
I mean, not high speed unlimited, but I can still play passively,
right? So and also there's a few instances where when you are playing the game, right? Like, there are little tiny hiccups.
Yeah. That's what also I'm trying to buff out.
Right.
So, right now, I'm playing my games in 1080p quality.
Right.
Because, you know, I like that premium.
We all love
but
that.
But since I'm on a smaller device, it still looks good if it's at 720.
Right.
So, I'm thinking changing it up to 720, run my games at 720, and then, you know, that's how I'd be streaming it.
I'm pretty sure PSP used to, actually, because you have like a PSP thing open on your computer, that's why.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure PSP games are 720.
Yeah, they
are. Like, natively, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, they are.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
But,
There's ways of turning them into 1080p games.
Yeah, because you can, like, boost it, but
you can do double frames and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, people have, I mean, if
we're I mean, gonna, interestingly enough.
Yeah.
The Spider-Man movie of Miles uses the double feature method of doing two frames at once. So basically what they do in the creation of the movie, in the animation, is two frames are not changed of Miles.
Wow.
But the frame of the background scenery does change. So they save on having to animate a whole other frame. So they're dividing everything in half.
Wow.
And then that's how the whole movie was rendered.
Wow.
That's why you can get that cool effect as they're walking, because technically his animation didn't change, but it's the angle of the background that's changed.
That's interesting. So it's like 3D.
Yeah.
3D and 2D.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
I mean, because like that sort of stuff is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, what is it? And
And I think you get the effect.
Have you seen
when you're playing the video game?
Yeah, you kind of do. Yeah. Have you seen Linus Tech Tips and the green screen thing?
No.
Okay, so they're starting a. Okay, so I'm gonna free promo for Linus Tech Tips' new channel.
I mean, it's not like we're doing anything.
I mean, it's really not. he's starting a gaming news channel.
Yeah.
And the entire background is green screened.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that they're capturing the instance of the, like, where the person is, and he does like this thing where he walks across the studio and the angle of the camera and the background moves with the camera, like live.
Yeah.
And they're using Unreal Engine 5 to do it.
Well, of course
they are. And I'm like, that's it's crazy stuff.
Can't wait
like,
for the 6.
honestly, like, Unreal Engine is crazy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's amazing what it can do for a low performance.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
and,
my gosh.
And what is it? Tim Sweeney was saying recently how when they released it, he was saying how I can't imagine like what people will create with this.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, I only hope that one day it's able to create something that actually helps the world.
Yeah.
And I was like, dang, that's high hopes, my guy. Like, yeah.
That's something.
Yeah, you know? But I mean, it's always so cool though. Some of the stuff people have been doing.
Yeah.
Even like in games too.
Yeah. For sure, and you can see that even with Fortnite.
Yeah.
How people.
I mean, Fortnite has changed so much since it started.
Oh man. Fortnite is not the same game from season one to now.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. And because of these changes, because Fortnite's always adapting, right?
Right.
To the time, to the new things.
Yeah.
It'll never go out of trend.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's always adapting, always changing. It's the infinite game, basically.
Yeah, it is.
But you know who did it first?
Who?
Minecraft.
Okay, look.
Because Minecraft is a sandbox.
No, the thing with Minecraft, it's not even the fact that Minecraft is a sand... it is a sandbox, sure. But what made Minecraft what it is the modding community.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The modding community is so... They basically, at one point, the modding community had the Minecraft team... Yeah. By the vice grip, like they were
for
the
those
ones.
Of you who don't know what modding is, it's basically modifications to the game, things that weren't originally in the game.
Right? Yeah. And so yeah, and it became very. It became very challenging because one of the things that's been like an ongoing issue is that. Certain mods don't get updated to like new versions of the games. Like they just like last month, like this month actually, at the beginning of the month they dropped 1.20.
Mm-hmm.
Big update. I mean, it was an okay update. I mean, it was pretty cool. The cherry blossom thing, the bamboo wood. We're all hyped. We're all great. It's nice stuff.
Wow. So, disregard the whole bamboos thing.
No. It was great. I mean, like infinite fuel. Who doesn't want you? Like, you're gonna harvest fuel now. Like that's the greatest thing ever.
I mean, you could already harvest fuel, but. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, going back to the main point. The point is that half of the mods, like half of the popular mods that people use just now got updated.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's been 3 weeks, right?
Yeah.
And some mods don't get updated till like 6 months later, sometimes even a year later, right?
So because the modding community isn't actually full-time workers. It's
exactly.
It's just a couple of guys who are doing it as their part, like, hobby.
Right. So there are people who play Minecraft and they only like I've met people on like on the Minecraft Discord who only play Minecraft in version what was it like 1. The last I met someone who only plays in 1.12.
What?
Because of all the mods that they like.
They're in that version.
They're still in that version. Like they haven't they were never updated.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You know how I figured this out?
How?
Because they invited me to their server, and I'm like, hype, let's go. I'll play. Yeah. I jump into the server, and I didn't realize it was 1.12.
Yeah.
Because he's like, he just sent me the mod pack. I downloaded it. I opened it. I clicked on it. I jumped to the server.
He also downloaded another version.
Like, I dumped in the IP. I logged into his server.
Yeah.
I'm on the server. I'm on a little, like, sand island.
Yeah.
Jump into the water. I can't swim.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why can't I swim? And he goes, it's 1.12. What do you mean? And I go, what do you mean? What do I mean? Like, how do you not? And he's like, because that's 1.14. And I'm like, oh, that's when the aquatic update happened.
Yeah.
And I had like this one wonder of like, oh man, like it's been that long. Like, yeah. I hadn't realized how long it'd been that I've been swimming. Like, it's been over 6 years.
Yeah. I remember a time where Redstone was new.
Right. Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah. Now we got wireless Redstone.
Yeah, I know. Like,
leaps and bounds.
Leaps and bounds. Soon I'm gonna be walking around with an iPhone in Minecraft.
Yeah, I mean, no, but I mean the capabilities that some people have done with that Redstone stuff is crazy. Like it's crazy.
Because it's literally at this point, I can say definitively, it's engineering.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Like people like Mumbo, Etho.
Yeah.
What's his name? Tango too.
Yeah.
Impulse is one of those. Those guys, like, they have such a deep understanding of Redstone. Like, on a level that when they explain it, I'll get lost sometimes.
Yeah.
I have a really good understanding of Minecraft Redstone.
Yeah.
But when they start explaining certain things, I'm like, oh, I don't even know what you're saying.
Like,
right
the
now.
Most I can do is, like, it's a repeater. And the repeater moves slime blocks with another block so it can go forward.
What is it? The other day I was on a while ago I was on someone's Bedrock server.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize that Redstone on Bedrock works differently from Minecraft, like Java.
Mm-hmm.
And so all my Redstone knowledge is purely Java related.
Yeah.
Right? So then I had to go in and Google how
to
make...
like pass-throughs, like conductivity.
Yeah.
Like, for example, using wool and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know how like it can go through if you place it over a layer.
Mm-hmm.
And like the redstone can still go through. And like, earlier versions, you couldn't go through. Like,
right. So trying to figure out how to... So I was trying to get a door to open
mm-hmm.
via a button. Mm-hmm. And the door wouldn't, like, it would, like, only the top, like, it would open and then it would close on its own.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I was using, like, my Java brain
yeah.
to do it, it wouldn't close on its own. I'm like, why is this? And it's because, like, one of the places where you put a redstone torch, like, the signal doesn't carry over because of the angle it's in. So then literally, I reworked it and I put the torch, like, in the middle of the hallway. So as soon as you walk into the hallway, there's just, like, a redstone torch, like, right there.
That's kind of, like, sad.
It is, but I'm like, there's no other way of doing. Like, I'd have to rework the entire room and the entire background just to get this to work. And I'm like, I'm just too lazy. So I'm like, so every time.
I mean, the most basic redstone door you can do is, like, the two pistons.
Right.
And then a painting.
Yeah. But.
I don't even actually know if that works anymore.
I was just trying to get the door to close on its own. Mm-hmm. It's like, you click the button, you walk in, the door closes on its own.
Yeah.
Right. And that's, I have, like that's easy to do. That's not that hard. And so, but there were instances, and my friend, she's just dying of laughter.
Yeah.
She's just, like, watching me trying to figure this out, because she's like, I thought you said we're going to do redstone. I'm like, I don't know bedrock redstone. Like, I don't know what this is. Like, I don't know if this is working. I'm like, so you know what? Forget it. From now on, whenever you open this door, just don't attack that redstone torch there. Otherwise, the door won't close. So I think we played on that server for, like, 3 weeks or something like that. Yeah. And we just accepted it. Like, every time you walk in.
This is a redstone torch.
Yeah. But it looked so cool when, like, you click the button and you walk in. Like, from another person's perspective, on, like, the outside, they're like, yo, that's so tough secret.
Yeah.
It's crazy stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I love how people make vaults and stuff.
Have you seen Mumbo's door in Hermitcraft?
Yeah.
How, like, he, like, walks up, pushes the button, walks up to it, gets springed up, lands on a platform, then walks inside, and then as he's walking in, it'll close behind him.
It's so cool.
It's so over
honestly,
the top.
Like, it's so over I wish I had these skills.
So over the top.
But, you know, I have skill issues.
More like time.
So I'll never
issues.
Be like that.
More like time.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back after this short commercial break.
This podcast is brought to you in part by Two Latin Brothers Podcast. You thought there wouldn't be a commercial, but there is. So make sure to follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. We'll see you guys right now.
And we're back. I love how we both just cut each other off on that.
Yeah.
I'm leaving that in like that.
Magnificent. Welcome back to the show.
It's been like four. No, I'm kidding. No, but yeah, what were we talking about? We're talking about Minecraft and redstone and stuff. Like, I don't know. I feel like that's too niche for certain people.
Yeah, I feel like we lost, like, majority of our audience. So let's talk about fashion. What's happening in the fashion?
I don't know, man. Do I look fashionable to you?
Yes, absolutely. Magnificent. I'm wearing all black right now. I'm like the most
you're
basic.
You're trying to be invisible.
Trying to be the Black Power Ranger.
I've always wanted to be the Black Power Ranger. I love that. The year our sister graduated high school.
Yeah.
People were like, you know how they go up and you thank, you know, your family, your friends, and most people thank God.
Yeah.
But there's a group of guys were thanking a Power Ranger. This one guy was like, when it started, this guy goes up and he goes, I'd like to thank my friends, my family, and the Red Power Ranger for getting me through these tough times. And then he, like, grabs his diploma and he walks across. And, you know, like,
well, no, wouldn't it be an award? Because you don't talk when you're walking.
No, he grabs his diploma and he walks across the stage. And then, you know, because you walk across the stage.
You don't say thank you. You say thank you when you accept an award.
He didn't say thank you.
You just said thank you, my friends, my family.
Yeah. Well, you know when you're walking up to... Oh, you didn't do that. Okay, so when you go to your high school graduation, COVID kid doesn't know what it's like. You have to write it. Like, you get an option to write in, like, something to be said or to be read while you're walking across the stage.
Oh, okay.
So as you're walking across the stage, they're reading this out loud. They have someone reading this out loud. So he's like, as he's walking up, right? He's walking across the stage. He's like, you know, so-and-so would like to thank his family, his friends, you know, thank God. And, you know, the Red Power Ranger for getting him through these tough times.
Yeah.
So another bunch of people go. And then some guy goes, I'd like to thank the Blue Power Ranger for being in my corner. And then, you know, walks across. And then there's this one guy who goes, I'd like to thank the Green Ranger, the bad one, for teaching me how to stand up for myself.
Rebellion.
No, and then this one guy goes, I'd like to thank the Black Power Ranger for teaching me that no matter what, there's always a way. And then I'm like, it's just like, and this one guy, like, literally straight up went, I'd like to thank Tommy Oliver. And I was like,
for saving the world on multiple occasions while I was studying.
Yeah, like, I found it so funny that that was a thing.
Yeah.
And the year I graduated, the big debate was, is a hot dog a sandwich?
Yeah.
So people weren't just like
that's when I thought, because that's what I was using to recall whether or not it was for a diploma or an award.
Yeah. Well, because when I graduated, guys were like, and a hot dog is a sandwich. And then they'd be like, and a hot dog is not a sandwich.
Yeah.
And it was just like, because that was that debate started in like October of my grade 12th year.
Yeah.
And it just went on the entire year. Like, yeah, we never concluded whether or not a hot dog is a sandwich.
It's a taco.
You know, I can't. I'm not. That should be blasphemy.
No, you gotta go with the four car box rule.
Four car box rule.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what, bro? I would
I can go off.
Right I would now. I would tell you to explain it, but I'm gonna be honest with you.
We don't got that kind of time.
I just don't care. I just don't care.
Well, yeah, I'll send you a video. You
know? Oh, great. There's a video about this. Yeah,
it's only like 15, 20, half an hour.
I think that's worse. I think it's worse.
It's like a movie.
No, I think it's worse that there's a video about it.
No, I'm kidding. It's not that long. It's like a minute.
But yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's been, next year, it'll have been 10 years since I was in high school.
Yeah.
That's a crazy thought. Because, you know, I miss high school.
I don't.
Here's why I miss. It has nothing to do with it. You know what? Surprisingly enough,
I was at the high school we went to not that long ago. It was like, what, 4 weeks ago?
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Not even 3 weeks ago.
No, it was 4 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago.
Yeah, right. Because that was the week we also did our thing. Yeah. What was I going to say? No, yeah. No. Okay. So here's the thing. I don't miss high school.
Yeah.
And this is going to shock a lot of people. And a lot of people who watch this or listen to this and went to high school with me, I apologize. It's just the way it is. I don't miss the people that much. I miss the freedom of it all. Like, his back. Let me finish. Let me explain. Let me give you context.
Well, to be fair, my school year was very interesting.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the thing. Okay. And what I mean by freedom, I don't mean like, oh, we could do whatever we want. It was more like the freedom of responsibility.
Okay.
I didn't have as much responsibility or even accountability as I do nowadays.
Yeah.
Like back then, I woke up, I went to school, and if I handed in my assignment, it was because I felt like it. Like, yeah, you know, like it was, and no one cared. Like no one I'm not even.
It doesn't sound really good.
No, I mean like in the sense of like,
I don't know if you're bashing your teacher.
I know, I'm being honest. Like, I mean that no one cared. I mean, ultimately at the end of the day,
yeah,
it affected nothing whether or not I did it.
Because it affected a lot of things.
Well, here's the thing. Ready?
Yeah.
Because like, and I've told, I don't know if I told the story on the podcast, but I've told this story to you.
Yeah.
Where I took a law class with a teacher that you had for communications.
Yeah.
Where I would sleep in the back of the class.
I don't think this is a good thing to be saying for future employers.
Let me finish. This is where it changes though, right? Yeah. Like I would sleep in the back. This is like law class, grade 11. I mean,
you're a hooligan.
I was 16 years old. Okay, like, well, what are you gonna do? Like,
well, actually, at that point, you're age of consent, so I guess you have that form of responsibility.
Okay,
so technically, one could say you're old enough to discern whether or not you were doing something wrong.
Okay. Anyway, getting to the point, I would sleep in the back of the class.
I just totally defeated you.
And my teacher would always, you know, he never called upon me, asked you questions, and then one day he's like, Adrian, you're gonna fail this class. Because, like, I never paid attention to the class. And so I go, sir, it'll be fine. Don't worry about it. And he goes, that's not how this works. Like, you need to, like, start paying attention in class, right? And then I remember our final thing, like, our final assignment.
Yeah.
We did, like, a mock trial. And, like, he picked who would be, like, on jury duty,
yeah,
who would be the lawyers. And then he's like, he got me to be one of the lawyers. Mm-hmm. He's like, Adrian, you're going to give the opening statement. And I go, and everybody turns and looks at him like, like the guy who slept in class. He probably doesn't even know what this case is about.
Yeah,
to be honest,
what's the case?
I hadn't even read like what the briefing for the case was.
Yeah.
And I go, I turn and look at a guy next to me and I go, hey, what's this case about? And he goes, do you not know? He's like, we've been talking about it for like a week and a half now. And I go, you want to, like, slide me the paper? I don't even think I have one. Let me, like, just skim this real quick. It's like, I skim it. And then I go, oh, that's all right. And then I remember he's like, I want you to write down, like an opening statement,
uh-huh,
beforehand. Like, yeah, you can't just get up there and just, uh-huh, know, not have anything.
So what you did was you just got up.
No, not have anything prepared. So he looked at it before I got up
there.
Yeah. And he goes, this is all right. He's like, it could be better. And I go, do you mind if I add to it while I'm up there? And he goes, what? I'm like, yeah, because like those are like the cliff notes. The and cliff like notes. Realistically, like I'm going to get up there and just do something, you know, something like that. Maybe like there may be stuff on that page that may be related. But if I get up there, like it could be something different. Right? Yeah. And he goes, okay, yeah, sure. So I get up there.
Yeah.
And no joke, bro. After that, he had so much respect for me. He's like, you know what? He's like, you should be a lawyer. And I was like, what? He was like, you should be a lawyer. He's like, I don't even know what I just... He's like, that was like... He was like, that was law school quality opening statement. And I was like, okay, great. And everybody in the room was just like... The guy who was sleeping in this class. Like, it's really funny because my friend from Japan... That year, I got a yearbook because I was in yearbook class, so I got it for free. And he signed my yearbook. Don't know how you passed law if you were sleeping the whole time. And I was like, like it was the craziest thing too. And he was just so many people after that had so much respect for me because like this guy who like never paid he's attention,
clearly a genius. Yeah. Like, he's like sleeping through this class because he knows the law.
Well, the thing is, it's like it wasn't that I knew the law. It's just I had a fair understanding already about certain laws and certain rules, not because I wanted to know them, just because I simply learned them out of like
out of just reading.
Yeah, just
reading.
Yeah, just reading. Really, like
you read any crime book, you'll learn a bit.
Yeah, I mean, Canadian law is a little different sometimes when it comes to American law, but it's
basically same circumstance.
Yeah, for sure. But it was very funny.
I'm not gonna say that. That changed my mind.
Yeah, but it was very interesting to see that play out.
Yeah.
And definitely, so like, I mean, in those instances, right, where, you know, in that situation, like some would say I was totally irresponsible for not
prepping for
not paying attention in class. Right.
Yeah.
But ultimately, at the end of the day,
yeah,
I passed that class with like an A-.
Yeah.
Like, so like, see, that's what I mean by like. Freedom of responsibility, like, because whether or not I was sleeping in that class or not, like, it clearly affected nothing.
Yeah,
like maybe I could have gotten an A+, but what's that gonna affect? Like,
yeah,
like in the grand scheme of things, it affects nobody.
As long as you do the minimum, though.
Right. Yeah. So that was the thing.
Yeah. And, see, that's something that I've given people advice for.
Yeah.
You know, enjoy your time of freedom, grade 9 and grade 10.
Yeah.
Like, truly enjoy it during that time period.
Yeah.
But still learn at least...
The bare minimum. That when you get to grade 11 and 12. The minimum.
Right? So that way when you get to grade 11, you can start trying.
Yeah.
And mind you,
the thing was, is, like, in math class, like, I was awake.
Yeah.
You know, like, during biology, physics, I was awake. Like, yeah. And then I had that one class.
I mean, what helps is, like, having a good teacher, you know, teach it
to you. Yeah, yeah. Well, the other thing, too, is, like, I had that class usually at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So, like, I was just, like, after trying all day.
Yeah.
I was just, like, I just need to, like, close my eyes for, like, a couple of minutes. Oh, you know what I'm saying? But it was, like, it was kind of funny. But I definitely think that, there was a time where... I used to think about how people, like, you know, like when you think about your perception of yourself.
No.
Do you never think about how people perceive you?
No, I don't care. Because I'm amazing.
Okay. Whoa. Get off your high horse. I know you have.
Okay.
Whoa. No, but what I was trying to get at is this. Okay. So,
uh-huh.
And this happened
uh-huh.
in New Year's. How... I was the quiet kid in my college program.
Okay.
Like, I mean, I wasn't that quiet, but like I was pretty quiet. I didn't really interact with the masses.
Uh-huh.
And then I remember one day, we ran into an ex, like not an ex. I ran
an existential crisis.
An existential crisis. I ran into an ex.
You ran into an apocalypse. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I ran into an old schoolmate of mine.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm doing Uber Eats now, and you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, that's interesting. And he goes, what are you doing? And I go, oh, you know, like I'm working here and doing that, you know.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, that's cool. And then I go, but wait, weren't you in university? Weren't you going to go to university? Like, after we finished college, you were going to go to university. He goes, yeah, man, it's just, it wasn't the same. Like, the group wasn't the same anymore. He's like, I kind of lost touch with a lot of people.
Yeah.
And, like, it just wasn't the same vibe. And I go, okay. And I'm like, interesting. But he goes, but honestly, like, man, back then we were all following you. I go, excuse me? And he goes, dude, you were, like, the leader of the group. I go, I was the what?
You were the alpha of the pack.
I was like, what? I was so shocked. I was like, what are you saying?
Yeah.
He goes, dude, no one did anything if it wasn't for you. I go, what do you mean? He's like, yeah. It's like, you. He's like, we would, like, do group work, and you would jump in and just be like, you do this, you do that, you do that, I'll do this, and you do that. Like, you're just, like, like, telling us all what to do, and we're like, okay, let's do it. Like, let's just get it done.
Yeah.
And I sat there, I was like, when did this happen? How did this happen?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I rarely ever said anything. He goes, I know. He's like, because you're always just paying attention to all of us.
Yeah.
And I was like, right, okay. And then,
so you're just a manipulator is what you're saying?
No, no, okay, no. Like, I just, I had no idea.
That's very, like,
I just, I hadn't realized.
That's manipulation.
I had, the plot thickens. I hadn't realized how much, like, how he and the rest of the people around me perceived me.
Yeah.
Like, it was a big wake-up call to me.
Yeah. Because
it was like, oh, my, like, all of you.
Yeah, if I ask my college friends what they think about me,
yeah,
they're like, you know how to make a decision. You look like you're tired all the time. I don't really know if you're passing this course. But you're always there, so I feel like you are.
No, but, like, but you get what I mean, right? Like, it was very interesting to see that perception, right? Because, like, all of college, I was just like, you know, I only really answered questions if I was called upon.
Yeah.
Like, I never really put my hand up and was like, yeah, I have this opinion or that opinion on this. Like, it was, unless it was, like, super controversial, then I'd voice my opinion.
Oh, yeah, if it's controversial.
Because if it's controversial.
I love getting into controversies because I can either, A, expose your stupid... No, I'm kidding. No, because, A, it's a moment of educating.
Right.
Right? And maybe I can learn something, too.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, both parties benefit.
Yeah.
I hear an argument from someone else that maybe I haven't heard before.
Right.
They hear an argument that maybe they haven't heard before. At the end of the day, that sticks with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
like, that one guy once said this. Yeah. But, yeah, so those are the instances where, like, you know, sometimes I'd comment. Like, it was super controversial.
Uh-huh.
I would give, like, the most controversial opinion there was.
Yeah.
Just to see, like, how the room would stir up. Like, this one time we were talking about, you know what? I don't want it to get too controversial on this podcast.
All right, let's go. No, I'm kidding.
I'm thinking about, I'm like, this is a comedy podcast.
This is a comedy podcast where we talk about racism.
Okay. Whoa.
It's comedy. Relax. Laugh.
Whoa.
I mean, don't laugh at racism, but, like, racism.
Whoa. You should not be laughing.
No, but, like, it's comedy, you know what I mean? So, like, yeah, I was about to throw in something else, but it's fine.
This is what I'm saying. Like, this
I was
is...
about to throw in feminism, but let's not touch that one. People get
offended. That one's like, that's too controversial.
I mean, this is Canada. We're, like, the most, like, multicultural, like, humans in this planet.
Yeah.
Like, if you're racist and you live in Canada, it's hard. It must be hard being a racist person in Canada. Could you imagine waking up every morning and being like, oh, the mailman? Like, how much self-loathing can you have?
The guy at my Timmy's.
Yeah. Like, you go pick up your coffee at Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
Like, half the people are immigrants. Let's be real here. Like, all the fast food jobs are starting jobs, which are really good, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It helps your economy. Anyways.
It also helps, like, the newcomers learn English.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, like, as soon as you go to the Timmy's, you're like, okay, this is where the tax dollars are going. You know, support these people. Get them resumes. You know, send them out and work here.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, if you're racist, you just don't eat. You go to Costco, guess who the cashier is going to be?
The guy walking the line helping out people.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it's honestly kind of crazy when you think about it. I don't know. It's very, I was going to say, challenging.
But challenging to be racist?
No, but there still are.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I mean, they're definitely the outliers in our society.
I'd call it stereotyping.
Yeah, I mean,
it's more stereotyping then I mean, I guess you're classifying stereotype amongst race, so I guess it's a form of racism. It's like,
yeah, but I mean, it's like the sense, like, you know, like, okay, you know how
microaggression,
like, you know how in America they have like a racism issue,
huh?
Wait, you know how in America they have a racism issue?
How?
They have a racism.
I never knew this. Why did nobody tell? Of course. What
that's what I'm trying to tell you. Okay, so you know how? Okay, so Canada had in the past.
Oh yeah.
Like definitely, like
we had our own protests.
Maybe like early 2000s, I'd say, where it was, like before you were maybe in the 90s actually.
Yeah.
When a lot of immigrants started coming into Canada. There was a lot of issues that arose.
Issues,
but wow. I think nowadays
that sounded PR trained. I'm not gonna lie, issues.
okay, I've never had PR training. Uh-huh. No, sure. But what I'm trying to get at is the fact that we definitely had instances of racism.
Yeah,
but now in our modern society,
uh-huh,
if you run into a racist,
uh-huh,
and they say it to your face,
canceled.
It's not even, dude, everybody backs you up. Like, yeah. There is no, everybody stands with you.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, I will never forget this lady. I think I've told this story before.
You have, I think.
I probably have.
Yeah, I love how we said don't talk about racism, and now we're full throttle.
Full throttle. Anyway, full throttle. Yeah,
let's talk about throttle. This, Karen. All right, go.
No, anyway, it's just I was getting on a public transportation bus.
Public transportation.
And the driver was,
for the public, right?
Was obviously some white old guy. And he goes, I mean, it's like, it's the common. Sorry. I'm getting on and he goes, what are you doing? And I go, what? And he basically was telling me to get out through the back door.
Yeah.
And I go, what are you talking about? Like, I can get on from any door.
Yeah.
And then this old African Canadian lady,
yeah,
goes, sweetie, get on. He's just being a racist.
Oof.
It's like straight to his face. And he goes, excuse me? And she goes, you're being a racist because you let a white guy get on before him and you said nothing to him. And as soon as he stepped onto the bus, you gave him attitude.
Yeah.
And the guy goes, you don't know. He's like, what's your name? I'm going to report you.
Yeah.
And then so I'm like, I'm standing there like at the entrance of the bus, right? Yeah. And this guy's like turned around looking at this old lady and like out of nowhere, this white guy walks over.
Yeah.
And he goes, dude, just get on the bus. Like, screw this guy. And that was like when his own race defended me. Yeah, I was just like, and then the old lady goes, so you just come sit here. Just come sit.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine. Ignore him. He's not important. He's going to get us where we need to go, and he's just irrelevant. It's like, you know what? Like, it's,
yeah,
it's,
and like, you're just like, I'm just trying to go to school.
Like, yeah. I didn't ask for this. Like, yeah. It's probably the only time I've ever experienced something like that.
Yeah.
Where someone has said something like that to my face.
Yeah.
And also being told that the guy was being racist towards me.
Yeah.
Not by me, but by someone else. Yeah, like, yeah. Someone else saw it and was like, oh, that guy's just being racist towards that guy.
Yeah. I mean, he was clearly profiling you.
Yeah, but it was interesting.
Mean, like, even then, like just thinking about it logically.
Yeah.
If he was profiling you, which it sounds like he was.
Yeah.
Why would he send you to the back when there's a higher chance of you just not paying for the bus?
Right. Like, none of this made sense. So, but here we are. Like,
what is this?
I don't know, man.
My guy can't even do racism right.
Like, it made no sense. But I mean, like, it's just, I just accepted it, you know? Like, I sat down and then the old lady was like, she's like, it's okay, don't worry, this used to happen all the time. And I go, this is not okay. This should never happen.
Yeah, it's not okay.
This is not okay. This is why I live in Canada, like, to get away from this. it was kind of funny how, I'll never forget this one guy, this American born,
mm-hmm,
from like Missouri,
uh-huh,
was claiming to be a refugee from America. When I was working at the immigration
office. I mean, he can claim asylum.
Okay, so he was claiming to be a refugee from America.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, okay, are you an immigrant to the U.S.?
Yeah.
He goes, no, I was born there.
Okay.
And we go, oh, okay, so why are you coming here? And he goes, because I'm trying to get away from America. And we go,
okay.
Okay, but like,
is your life in danger?
Yeah. And he goes, no, I live out in the countryside. I'm perfectly fine. And we're like, Who let you through the border? Like, who did this? we were so confused. And then I remember my boss, she turned and looks at me and she goes, I'm sorry, there's nothing we can do for you. Yeah. Maybe try and contact like border security. Maybe they can help you.
What I would do is contact your embassy.
We didn't even know what to do with him. That scenario had never like my boss.
Like if you're
look, okay, bro. My boss at the time.
Yeah.
He's like, I've been doing this for like 25 years.
Yeah.
And not once have I had someone from a first world country come in here claiming to be a refugee. Like I've never heard of that before. Like
wanted spoon fed stuff.
Yeah. He's like, I've had people come in who are like, I'm coming from Germany.
Yeah.
But like I'm from Africa.
Yeah.
You know, they rejected me, so I came here.
Yeah.
You know, like, but he's like, but I never once has someone been like, yeah, I was born there and I want out. Like, it's not a reason. Like,
you
not
just
a, like,
want gun regulation? Is that what you want?
Like, it was just like, it was just so confused. We were all so confused.
Yeah.
And then
if he would have said, I'm in danger.
Right.
Like, if I go back home.
Right, right, right. But here's the thing. You also have to prove that you're in danger if you go back.
Exactly.
So, like, even if he lied about it.
Even then, just move to a different state.
So we look it up, right?
Yeah.
And then my boss goes, yeah, they're just going to, like, once his time's up, they're just going to arrest him and ship him back. Like, there's nothing.
Ship him back.
There's nothing stopping us.
Yeah.
Literally, there's nothing stopping us from just sending him back to America.
Yep.
And I was like, all right. Yeah. I mean, I tried.
I mean, like, well, we'll see what we can do, but I'm pretty sure there's nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, you're safe.
Yeah.
Everyone else safe.
Yeah,
get a work visa.
It's also like people who come here and have been here for a very long time.
Yeah,
and then they say that their birth certificate is wrong.
Yeah,
and they go, "Oh no, I was born this year or whatever." And then, I remember once my boss, she's like, "He's lying," and I go, "What?" She goes, "He got here when he was 14 years old," and I go, "And I'm like, how do you know he's lying?" She's like, "You think an 18 year old." Would have waited a full 2 years before drinking to legally drink in this country. And I go, wait a minute. Because that's right. I'm like, because he was claiming to be 2 years older than he was.
Yeah.
In other words, when he was legally 16 in Canada,
yeah.
He would have been 18.
Yeah.
And in Quebec, you can drink at 18. So she goes, you think an 18-year-old would have waited 2 years to drink?
Yeah.
And I go, also to drive, you think a 16-year-old would have waited two years, right? And I go, so I'm just like sitting there like, wait a sec. That sounds very fishy. Right? She's like, he would have had it fixed so fast.
Yep.
She's like, nothing would have stopped him. And I go, that's a crazy thought. I had never once crossed my mind. And she goes, he's lying. He's just trying to retire faster.
Yeah.
So he can start claiming pension and stop working.
Yeah.
And she goes, tell him to get out. And I go, just like that. She's like, Tom, unfortunately, we can't help you. Tell him to leave. And I go, okay.
Yeah. It's money fraud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And the amount of people who try that, bro.
Yeah.
Is it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's absurd. And the problem is that there have been instances where people have come in and they come in with official documentation from their country stating that it was marked wrong in Canada when they got here. And like in that instance we go, oh okay, like we call the embassy, verify.
Yeah.
That's like a legit claim.
Yeah.
But then there are those people coming with they don't even come in with like
they come in with the word of mouth.
They don't even come in with like their landing document that they came to get. Like I don't even know if you're actually a refugee.
It's just like, hi, I'm Juan.
Like it's crazy.
I am 7 years old. My mother left me on plane. I got here.
Like it's honestly crazy stuff. Like crazy, crazy stuff. All right, bro. I think we've overtalked. We've overstayed our welcome.
I feel like we should flip the story. You know what I mean? Put the second part in the first part in the because like it's actually entertaining. And then like you know what I mean. So the video will start and we're back just to confuse everybody. Can we do that? I feel like that'd be kind of funny.
No.
But like if you listen to this part, like you'd know. But, like, technically, the wrap-up would be in the middle of the episode, so it's, like, not... It just, end abruptly. My abrupt.
Can you wrap up, bro? I need you to wrap up.
This has been the Two Latin Brothers podcast. Hopefully, you guys enjoyed. Make sure you leave a comment down below if you haven't already. Let us know what you want us to talk about or want us to do. You know, we need vlog ideas, so you know, shoot us a text, or you're more likely to reach us if you DM us. You know, at Two Latin Brothers podcast
on Instagram.
On Instagram, so you know, make sure you share with everybody. Share with your dog. Share with your rooster. Share with your chinchilla. Share with your koala. I don't care who you share with. Share with everybody and everything. And we'll catch you guys on the next one. Peace.
Bye.